refresh, refuel, relax. You're in Andrew Dickens' Sunday Cafe on Newstalk ZB.
Oh, yes, Newstalk ZB with Andrew Dickens. It's 11:29, and here comes summer, and chance for you to go travelling and to take your camera with you. And joining us now is our travel correspondent from bloggeratlarge.com, Megan Singleton. Hello.
Hello, Andrew. How are you?
I'm very good. Today we're going to talk about taking great holiday photographs.
Yes, because actually you don't need a very fancy camera to do so. So I've been travel writing now for about 14 years and take a lot of my own pictures which get published. So I thought I've written a blog on 8 really simple tips on how to take some great photos so people can experiment with their cameras that Santa might bring them this Christmas.
Yes, because it's always remarkable when you go to a beauty spot or something and you're seeing everybody taking exactly the same photograph and not taking a moment just to think, what could I do just a little bit different to make this a photograph that will last for the ages?
That's right. And so sort of, I mean, you can take your snaps, which of course no one prints out anymore these days because we've all got digital, or you can take a few that you think, you know, this one could go straight to the pool room. A few tips. And I'd say the first tip for me is the time of day, that hour before sunset. And you can get it the hour after sunrise, but I love the hour before sunset when everything goes kind of golden. If you're at the beach, you watch the colours pop. You watch the sand just change, the leaves on trees. That's a fantastic time to get out with your camera and run wild.
In the movies, they call that the magic hour.
And
I don't know if you noticed during the eclipse of the sun that we had a couple of weeks ago, suddenly the light was incredible and really had a sharpness to it, even though there was less light. It was incredible.
It did. It was quite strange. In fact, that's what people say about wedding photos too, and everyone gets so upset, oh no, it's cloudy on my wedding day. Actually, the colours will probably be better in the photographs on your wedding day, so don't worry if it's not a sunny day and you're getting married.
Alright, so there we go, 2 tips already. Go to twilight and take photographs on a cloudy day. What else have you got?
And also, popping of bright colour. Now often you'll find if it is a grey day, zoom in on a poster, on a door frame, or you know, something crazy. I've got a picture on my blog to show you what the difference of taking a photo of a bright yellow kayak on the sea will do. And trying new angles. You know, I love crouching down on the ground and taking pictures, especially on the beach, of like a whole lot of the sand grains or the seashells, and then with the sea in the background, you know, and that just gives you a different angle to try.
Okay, what about the idea of putting the horizon about a third from the top?
Yeah, I definitely do that. There's nothing worse than chopping your photo right in half. Play around with the horizon, a third from the top, a third from the bottom, and you'll find you just have this crazy sense of scale. Like you might find one old lonesome tree, or if you're travelling around New Zealand, you can see those gorgeous little old wooden churches. You know, try and put the church in the bottom right-hand corner and let everything else be grass or trees or sky, and that makes a fantastic angle.
Okay.
The other thing is eye contact too. Children and animals, never work with them, but if you are, be patient and make sure that they look straight down the lens at you. And I've got a couple of photos that I've put on my blog to show you the difference of this lion cub that I photographed. One, he's looking away, and the other one, he's looking straight at me. And you might have to make a bit of a fool of yourself to get his attention, but it'll be worth it when you get your photo.
Do you know what? I can get a picture of a lion anywhere on the internet or in any books, you know. And what is amazing is if you get your friend or your son or a relative in the picture with the lion, you know, to make it personal.
You make it personal, and also that goes to my next thing, my sense of scale. You know, people go up, as I've done, take lovely photos of Tane Mahuta, but in reality, unless someone's standing in front of it, you don't realise how big it is. And unless someone's standing with that lion, probably not too close, you know, you get a sense of how big this actual lion is. So do that thing with scale. Get people, and when you are taking people shots, and I often find, I'm annoyed at myself, in a big crowded scene, make sure people are walking towards you. There's nothing worse than just having, you know, lovely shot, you've set the scene up, you're in some amazing street in Hong Kong, and everyone's actually got their backs to you. So you have to kind of look for that sort of stuff too. And night photography, that's another one. Invest in a little tripod and experiment, because all those cameras, no matter how, you know, cheap they are, have a great little feature for nighttime settings.
We've got a little tripod. We don't use it for night photography at all. We use it so that you actually get the photographer in the photograph, because I've I've seen family albums where basically there's one member of the family who's always absent from every single photograph, and that is the official photographer from the family. And it's so nice sometimes just to see the all the family in a photo, you know.
Indeed, or you have to get a neighbour to come over. But yeah, a tripod, you see, that saves you having to get the neighbour. But I had a terrible tripod accident in Dubai last week, so my camera's currently in the repair shop. So, you know, be careful with the tripod. But all those, I've got photos to show each kind of idea of what I mean, that people can have a look at if they do want to on the blog, and happy snapping over summer.
Absolutely. Bloggeratlarge.com is where you'll find it, and it's such good advice and so timely as we head into our holiday season. I thank you. Megan Singleton, who's back with us next week. It's 25 to 12.